And our basement, I barely clear the ceiling, all right? Just maybe it's about 6'2 or so. Not me, I mean the ceiling. I'd like to be 6'2. And they built in this room that was maybe from the back of this pew to this wall, so about that long, maybe 8-10 feet wide, and about maybe this long, maybe about 25-30 feet. They built in this corner a 2-bunk bed. I got 4 beds. You all could come over. I can chaperone. I got 4 bunk beds. And the one is like only 6 inches off the floor, so the little grandkid can just jump in there. And all designed, they all made it. In fact, I made a mistake. I gave my wallet to my youngest daughter, and she said, "We just need that, Dad, because we have to get a couple accessories." I went, "Oh, okay. Where? IKEA. It's over. I should never have done that." Well, anyway, they built this beautiful thing. 3 days, worked like crazy. And in exchange for that time and that investment, they take me and my wallet to Manistee next month for 2 weeks. And they vacation with us. It's all on us. It's all on it's mostly my money and chips a little bit, but it's mostly my money. And that's how life is. It is a series of exchanges. Now, here's the difficulty. The difficulty is that there are vendors out there, there are sellers out there who would love to have your life and soul. In fact, this proverb, 23:23, buy the truth and sell it not, it's parked in the middle of, in front, is someone inviting alcohol abuse. Most kids who go to college, if they're transparent, will say, "What did you learn most?" "I learned how to drink. I just drank those 4 years away." And so there's a vendor out there for alcohol abuse. Behind this verse is a vendor, a seller for sexual insanity. Just throwing away your heart and pushing sex so that you not only damage your heart and the heart of another, but you damage the future heart of the one God really intends for you. And so this is big time stuff. Buy the truth and sell that. It is not a small principle. Now here's what I've discovered. Every time I say to myself, people out here, every time I say to myself, I'm going to commit to buying the truth, to invest in it, I see that word B-U-Y. And I know then that it's going to come at some cost to me. I mean, somebody's going to say, "You what? You're still at that Christian school? I thought you had a doctorate. You still live in Berkeley? That's a starter community. Don't you move up to Birmingham." I don't know what the equivalent of Birmingham is. What's the equivalent of Birmingham around here? Birmingham. Okay. All right. And so it comes at a cost, and it comes at people just on the side, and it just kind of chip away at your pride. It might come at the cost of a relationship. Somebody that is your, don't answer this hell out, is your closest friend, a person who is seriously following Jesus. If that's true, you are buying truth. You're moving in the direction of what matters. That's true for all of us. It might come at a schedule. It might come by. I'm going to sit. There are 1,000 decisions that have to be made. Here's what I've discovered. When I choose to buy the truth and take that cost, it always leads me to 2 places. The first place it leads me is to Jesus. One time, actually it was after Jesus had given the fish and loaves, and it's like having the best McDonald's lunch you could ever have, and it was for nothing. And then it happened again. It's like, this is awesome. There were crowds way bigger than this crowd following Jesus. This is great. This is free lunch. And when Jesus made it clear, there is no free lunch. This is about following me. It's about taking up your cross. It's about, oh man, these crowds dissipated till there was just 12 of them left. And then he says, "Will you go away? Will you leave too?" now that you know that lunch isn't for free? Will you go away? And you know this story, many of you. Peter responds, where would we go? Where else would we go? Do you know what that answer is? He says, Peter says, you have the words of, can any of you finish it? You have the words of, anybody? Eternal life. You have the words of eternal life. Eternal life is not 100 years from now. Eternal life is right now. The invitation from Jesus is to know him and to know his Father. That's it. You can do that now. Eternal life is now. I'm thinking of Peter, you know. This is an opportunity. Oh, I'm going to have to work on me. You know. And he hears Jesus say, I'll make you a fisher of men. And so here's Peter. And I imagine he says, well, I could go back to my crowd. Go back to the beach. I could go back to my career fishing. I could catch smelly fish and watch them die. I could do that. What happens if I hang with Jesus? I'm going to catch smelly men who are dead. Yes. And I'm going to watch them come alive. Jesus, you have the words of eternal life. Where am I going to go? Now, you know what the beautiful thing is about Jesus? This has been my experience. But Jesus, this is the honesty of Jesus. Jesus will let you go anywhere you want. You can go find and buy truth wherever you want. But my experience and the experience of most people here would say to you that, gosh, go to Jesus. He's got the words of eternal life. These years right here, you know, they're going to go so fast. I know it seems like it took 12 and 13 years to get here, right? And doesn't seem like forever, you know? How long is it? Wait, we're finally here. I can tell you this. The next 12 or 13 years, they fly by. They just fly. You will be 30 years old. You'll be married. You'll have kids. You'll wonder how you got there. I'm serious. That's what will happen. And here's the thing. If you choose not to buy truth, if you say to yourself, shall I eat more vegetables or shall I have some beer? Shall I do more video gaming to strengthen my finger skills? Or should I grow my intellectual capabilities and my relational skills? Shall I get enough sleep, or shall I stay up till 3 a.m? Shall I? These decisions all along the way. And in many ways, you guys, you know what bumper bowling is? Yeah, okay, so you guys have been in bumper bowling alleys up till now. Now what happens is so you can't throw a gutter ball. I did watch a kid on YouTube, 3 years old, took a bowling ball, and the bumper on the gutter didn't start for 6 inches. That kid managed to find that 6 inches. As he's trying his ball like this, he just like dropped it and it rolled right over there. But he went over and picked it up and then just like chucked it down there. And he knocked pins down. You guys have been in a bumper bowling alley. The institutions that have been around you, the church, your school, your families, they've helped you hit the pins of life and experience some success. What happens in these next 12 and 13 years is those bumpers are removed. And guess what? You get to throw a gutter ball if you want. And the thing is, you will throw gutter balls. And now what? And so I just by the truth, it takes me to Jesus. The second place it takes me is it takes me to the faith community. It takes me to what Jesus loves. Jesus cares most about the household of faith. Guys, if in your next life at Wayne State School, Craft, and all that, you are, did I get all the schools right? Did I miss one? Eastern, thank you. In Ipsy, come on. If you do not schedule fellowship with the local gathering, whatever it is, you are cutting your throat. You are selling instead of buying. You might as well take the verse and just say, sell the truth and buy it not. What does it get you? It gets you a boatload of stupid. is what it gets you. It's a wasted life. And guess what? You get enslavement. You get bondage thrown in. You make that choice. You make the choice to buy the truth, to hang with Jesus, to focus in on his words and the faith community. And now what Jesus says is, you know how this goes? You shall know the truth, and it shall set you free. Freedom. That's the beauty. You get outside your skin. I mean, right now, I mean, you know, I'm sitting there going, oh, how am I going to talk to these? I'm an old man, and my skin is going to get in the way. They're going to see it. It's too old. I'm too old for you. And I said, no, wait a minute. No, God has redeemed. Jesus, you've got truth to deliver. Could it come through me this morning? And if not through me, then through these four or their parents or someone says a word. Just get the truth to them this morning. And so I still have these pulls on me. And so I got to go back to Jesus still. Speak that truth to me again, Father. Have me hang out with the body of Christ. Let them. And here's what I'd say to you. I would try to get somebody who's 5 years, 7 years, 10 years ahead of you, somewhere in that range, and get somebody 5, 10, 5, 7, 10 years behind you. To the one that's behind you, go teach him. Do you know that right now you are the most at the attractive stage of life to someone like her? I mean, for you to hang out with her right now, it's like she would go, could we take a picture? Could we? I mean, it's hanging out with your age. Now, I know you think nothing of it because it's like you're done that. But I'm saying to you, if you'll go back 5, 7, this is the value, by the way, Don Munson. This is the value of camp work. This is the value of going to Zambia. Yes. It's your blonde hair. They would not call you a white girl if you didn't have that blonde hair. With a lot of kids, if you would go, they leave you alone. But it's the blonde hair. The blonde hair draws Africans out like you can't believe. I know that. But anyway, they would, and then get somebody 5, 7, 10 years old. There are people there that would love to hang. We just think we're not cool enough. And so we're afraid to go first. I'm telling you, if you, Jacob, would go to someone 10 years older than you and just say, hey, look, here I am. Would you help me? I loved how you said your dad helped you become a man. Would you help me grow my manhood? Could you help me do that? And I'm telling you, guys here would stumble all over themselves to help you with that. I would stumble over myself to help you with that. Now, unfortunately, I'm like 60 years ahead of you. But anyway, and that's what we need. Your body is itself a worship center. Did you get that? Your body is a worship center. At Highland Park Baptist Church, which is the sponsoring school of Southfield Christian, they have the signs labeled in this 2,000-seat sanctuary, worship center. When I see that, I want to put graffiti on that. No. I am the worship center. This body that God has given you is all you have. What will you do with this body? What will you do? And I'm hoping you'll recognize that you are always in a temple. Always. I heard them say that you are all lovers and followers of Jesus. So you know then that your bodies are the holy residence of the Most High God. It's the Holy Spirit lives in you. So how cool is that? So that means you're always in a sacred space. You're always, when I stop at a light, sometimes I say, oh my, I don't have to like wait for church. No, and what God calls from me is, could you say to me, Phil, just every now and again, what my worth, my goodness is to you? And the way I do it is I just start with the letter A. And I just think of an adjective that would apply. I did this with a kid, and the kid says, an A? I went, yeah, an A. Awesome. I went, okay, cool. You got a B? Yeah, big. So you got a C? Yeah, cool. Okay. However you do it, I say my A is almighty. My B is he's a blesser, he's a binder. My C is he's a comforter, he's a counselor, he's a conqueror. I do that because I'm reminding myself by the truth. What is the truth? The truth is I'm a worship center. My body is a worship center. It's the holy place of God. I'm going to speak back to God, his worth, his value to me. And I can say to you that there's a joy and a life that comes out of that. So anyway, that's my deal. My deal is buy the truth and sell it not. My deal is hang out with Jesus. My deal is hang out with the faith community. You pop that screen. I want to say it to you in another way. It takes 3 minutes and then I'll be done. There's a song that if I had any courage, I would sing to you. But my nerves, as well as my preparation time, have killed it. But my twin, Isabel, I do have a twin brother, seriously. That's not him, but I do have a twin brother. I did get an opportunity to do this. And so anyway, this is a couple years back. The words are on the back here. They're only $1 bills, sorry. I've got a laminate. I laminated because I don't want you to spend it on a Slurpee. But anyway, I wrote on the top of it, buy the truth and sell it not, Proverbs 23:23, class of 2013. Now, if you'll come see me, I'll get you one. Now, in some ways, I did think about putting a $100 bill in here because there are times where that cost will seem that deep. But generally, it doesn't come that way. It comes in dollar choices. They're dollar choices. It's like going to the dollar store. It's the little decision. Will I choose in this day to hear the voice of Jesus? Will I choose in this day to celebrate the worth and value of God? Will I choose in this day to recognize that I am the worship center? Will I choose in this day to help somebody behind me and learn from somebody ahead of me? Will I in this day? They're dollar choices. But what happens is they accumulate. And then, whew, you got yourself at age 30. And instead of make wise choices, you won't have to dump all that stuff. You've built a bedrock of, but that's true for all of us in whatever season we're in, even now. All right. I'm done. I went over a little bit. Sorry. Yep. Okay. Go, guys, go. Go, make it happen. What's the next thing?